Hank FM.
Friday Flashback, and it is provided by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long. Well, it's a big weekend, as we have previously advertised on the show, and a confluence of events, two of which, the Super Bowl and Garth Brooks' birthday. Garth turning 64 tomorrow, and then Super Bowl XLYYQP will be on Sunday, of course. And that takes us all back to the year
1993.
Which, first off, many of us remember the Pasadena Rose Bowl and the start of the Cowboys dynasty.
The Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Rod Smith.
What wonderful times.
Dallas, your Cowboys are champions.
Yep. Gosh, that was so long ago.
So but fresh.
It was also the Super Bowl in which everything changed when it came to the national anthem. And it also was the only Super Bowl to be delayed, if only a little bit slightly. And it was all because of Garth Brooks. Garth caused quite the stir and nearly walked out on performing the national anthem for the Super Bowl there before the Cowboys and the Bills took it to each other there at the Pasadena Rose Bowl. And yeah, it massively redefined the rules for Super Bowl performers going forward in the process. Now, country stars had sang the anthem over the years, all the way back to Charlie Pride doing it, Faith Hill, one of the best ever, the Chicks, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, but it's Garth that changed the protocol. And this is why. Garth had a deal, and it was with NBC at the time, to debut his video for his song We Shall Be Free during the broadcast. It was a song at the time that was right directly in response to the LA riots following the Rodney King verdict. If you think back to 1992, that's the world we were living in at the time. And out there on the left coast, well, that was certainly very much fresh. So Garth had his song, We Shall Be Free. He had this video to it. And the network, NBC, said, I don't think so, Garth. We don't really have time to play it. Where are we supposed to play it? I mean, you want us to do the whole thing. And Garth said, fine, okay. And left the stadium 45 minutes to kickoff. Left the stadium.
I'm taking my toys and going home.
That's exactly what happened right there.
I love that song.
Well, they had Garth, and now they had nothing. So producers there at NBC were scrambling to find some sort of replacement. Turns out John Bon Jovi was sitting front row at the game. And literally producers on the field walked over and said, hey, just in case, could you do this? And John Bon Jovi said, I guess. I mean, it's kind of a hard song to sing, really.
Yeah, you think?
So anyway.
I need to practice.
Well, ultimately, right at the last moment, NBC said, fine. Can we play like a 30-second clip of it? And Garth said, that's good. So Garth goes up there.
And now, to honor America, please join Grammy Award winner Garth Brooks in singing our national anthem.
And he does sing it. But it changed everything going forward because, and that includes this upcoming Sunday, since then, no national anthem has been truly live just for that purpose. They do it just a little ahead of time, just in case somebody makes some sort of statement or show or just walks out like Garth almost did.
This ain't coming from no prophet.